I'm here with Hall of Famer John Velasquez. He is Saratoga's all-time leading rider with more than 700 victories, and he's nice enough to spend a little time with me here this morning. Johnny, what is it about this place? Pretty special place.
Special place. I mean, you come here, and obviously you have the best horses, best jockeys, best owners, best trainers, and the best fans, you know, around. So it's just one of those things that, you know, the fans makes it really special, and they really get to enjoy the races, and you know, you feel that energy. It's definitely one of those places that you like to be in the summertime.
You seem to take things to another level when you get to Saratoga, too. Is that by design?
I don't know. You know, to tell you the truth, it's like, you know, wherever I go, I really try to put 100% in what I do, though. It's just because up here is one of those things that, you know, they're, like I said before, you got the best trainers and horses here, so you try to concentrate in the most positive way that, you know, and hopefully your horses respond for that, though, you know, and it's just one of those things that it just happens up here.
2010, 2011, you win back-to-back titles here. The past couple of years, you haven't been able to get past that Castellano guy. How much do you want to see your name back on top of that list?
To the truth, this one thing I haven't really put much effort in the last few years. I mean, I don't ride enough horses to, you know, like the years prior to that, you know, and to be competitive. I'm, as long as I'm in the first two, three, even four, I'm happy. I mean, I want to do really good up here, but it's not the things that leading rider type of thing, because it just drives you into a different person, though, you know what I mean? And it's so busy, 6 days a week. I'm happy just to ride the really good horses, and hopefully I do good enough that I'm part of it, you know, be in the mix, though, you know. So I just not in that friend of mine of, okay, let's go and fight for the leading ride. If it happens, I'm not going to give it up, because I'm going to ride enough horses, and hopefully they actually they run really well. If it happens, it'll happen so just the way that I like to do it, though, you know.
You have so much success, not just here at Saratoga, but all over the country throughout the year. And you're a Hall of Famer. What is it that still drives and motivates John Velasquez?
Like I said before, I think it's just like that passion and that thing that drive you for the good horses, though, you know, and the competition. Like to feel that power. Like to feel that emotion, if you will, that, you know, that when you are on this really good horse and in the competitions, it gets tough. That's what it drives you, though, you know, it kind of brings you back, sucks you back into it, you know, and then I think that's the main thing, though, you know, that you love that, you know. If you don't love it, I don't think you could be doing it for this many years, but I think it's the passion for it and the love for it that you like to have a good horse on the end of you and be competitive, you know.
When you did become Saratoga's all-time leading rider, one of the people that you passed was your mentor and good friend and now your agent, Hall of Famer Angel Cordero Jr. What did that mean?
It means a lot, you know, not just Angel, obviously, and then who had it after Angel was Jerry Bailey, you know, and just to get it back, basically, and back into the family, it means a lot. But not just that, but just to be in the mix with Jerry Bailey and Angel Cordero in a place so special as like Saratoga, that means so much for so many people and so many fans. It definitely makes it special.
Let's talk about the horses you're going to ride on Saturday afternoon in the stakes races, the Sanford and the Diana. We'll start with the Sanford because you've won it more than anybody, 6 times. You're the leading jockey in Sanford history. Don't know if you knew that or not, but 5 of those 6 have come for trainer Todd Pletcher. You're back aboard another Pletcher horse and Uncle Vinny in this year's renewal. What is it about that relationship with you and Todd? It's been successful for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it had to do with the confidence and they're giving you, you know, they give you a lot of confidence. They really trust you, and every time they get a good horse or a young two-year-old, you know, they actually trust in you to with that horse. And I think that's what counts, you know, when somebody really give you the reins of the horse and giving you the all. And things, when you have to change it, you change it, and when it don't, things happen. You know, you can come back and say, you know, that was a mistake, though. You know, I think that confidence that relationship that you can have with one person, it works for a long time, and that's why I still, you know, to this day. I mean, I don't ride the whole barn, but I ride a lot of it, though. You know, so it makes it a lot easier for me to go back, whether we win or lose, and to see what we can change for the future.
How about Uncle Vinny? Impressive in his maiden win. He came back in the Tremont, was the beaten favorite, finished 6th of 7th that day. What happened?
He broke horrible out of the gate. He was not standing really good, and then he he went to move right before they actually opened the gate, and he just broke hard and all the dirt and everything, and he didn't handle any of that. The first time when he ran, he was on the outside. He was laying second and third, and then all of a sudden we took the lead down the lane, and he ran a very good race. He just had to break well enough that to get a good position, and he already took all the dirt. I mean, maybe he's well schooled after that, you know. And hopefully he doesn't have to be too far back, but be in the mix, and I think he'll be okay.
Do you have to adjust your game plan going into the Sanford based on what happened there in the Tremont? Do you try to change things a little bit, knowing what you know about him now?
Well, there's nothing that can change. I mean, other than hopefully we break good out of the gate. I think that's all what happens with him in the last race, that he didn't break very good at all. And then he obviously being a two-year-old, and when he got squeezed in and all the dirt out of him, he just didn't run through it, you know. But, you know, there's nothing that can do. I left it where he was, and at least he settled well. I mean, he didn't come running, but at least he settled through the dirt and started running down the lane. It wasn't stopping him anymore. Hopefully that was a good schooling for him. You know, even that it wasn't meant for it. It just happened that he broke bad and happened like that. So hopefully when he comes here now, that he's well enough that even if he doesn't break good enough, that he's behind horses and it takes a little bit of dirt and doesn't react like he did in Belmont.
One of the great things about being a jockey at your level is you get the opportunity to ride the sons of some of the great horses that you've been aboard. And this is a son of Uncle Mo, who you know very well. How cool is that?
It is incredible, you know, to see the difference and to see the similarities also, that, you know, from one to the other one, and from the father and from the brother or whatever like that. It's incredible. And it's just part of being here for so long. And now it makes me feel old as well.
Experienced.
They are experienced, so let's put it that way.
How about the Diana? You're going to be aboard Hard Not to Like for Christophe Clement, and the last two times you've been aboard her, you've won. Tell me about her.
Very good horse. It is a really competitive race. This is Saratoga. That's why Saratoga comes when you get a lot of good horses. This race looked like a really competitive race. About her, she's a horse she likes to be stuck, you know. She's not a horse that's going to be on the lead or anything like that. I don't believe anyway. Plus, it's plenty of speed in the race. We have what we call a rabbit in the race, and we have the other horse for Bill Mott on the outside that Joey Rosario is riding. She seems like she shows some speed as well. I think my Miss Sophia, that was her name, was. And a couple of horses. But if I can be in the middle of the pack there somewhere and close the way she actually closed in California, but it was incredible the way she did, stuck on the inside, and actually in the last eighth of a mile, the hole opened up and got in and showed a complete different thing about her, because normally she's a horse and you need to start get it going by the quarter pole, or even before the quarter pole, you know, just to get it going. Seems like California, she was in trouble the whole way from the quarter pole, and finally in the eighth pole got a little bit a room to get through, and she got through and ran incredible, though, you know. So I think she can do that here, will be in really good shape.
What's the key to riding this Saratoga turf course and being successful on it?
Well, it all have to be about the horse, definitely. You know, the horses have to take you, but you have to be patient too. You know, it's about everything and guide them to the right direction. So, you know, it's hopefully when you got a new horse to the horses that you think that are moving the best, the horses you're following, there's a horse moving to the point that you get to the 316 pole even before that, to a point that you can let your horse let your horse run their best and hopefully get there at the wire before. But it's about being patient too, though, you know.
Talking with Hall of Famer John Velasquez on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Johnny, you do a lot of work with the Jockeys Guild and with the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. Pretty cool event coming up here on August 3rd to benefit PDJF.
Yes, very cool. Very hilarious, if you will. We are horrible singers, but it's a lot of fun. And obviously to raise funds for the PDJF. But it's a great night. You know, we really, really have a lot of fun with it. I hope that fans come out and enjoy it. One or two songs that are going to be very good, and one of them is still, they're not going to be so good because we're not very good singers. But you know what? That's what makes it special. That's what makes it funny. That's what makes it a really good night, because we're not singers, but we are trying to do something for, you know, for a good cause, and we're making people laugh a bit, if you will. You know what I mean? And us, well, just trying our best. Let's put it that way.
I find it hard to believe you're not a good singer.
I am horrible. I am a horrible singer. But I do my best. And even my best is not so good either. But for a good cause.
Which jockey's the best singer?
I don't know. you know, Rajiv was not so bad, and unfortunately he's not going to be here this year because he's hurt. Yeah, I think he's pretty good though. But I think Mike Lussi is probably out of the bunch that we have. I think he sings by himself, his confidence, and I think he's probably the best of all of us. Unless one of the young guys step up now, though, you know, so I don't know. We probably get a few new guys now that they'll step up in and be better than what we had in the past.
You don't have to dance there too, do you?
Well, I wish I was dancing, because then I think I can dance a little bit. I think I'm a little better dancer than I'm the singer. But yeah, we wish we could dance a little bit.
John Velasquez here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. It is the PDJF event. It's Jockey Karaoke, August 3rd. I will be there. Make sure you are as well. Johnny, really appreciate it, my friend. Safe trip, and appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.